House Bill 1006, an act to adjust the use of the capital outlay fund.
House Bill 1006, having had its second reading, so for final consideration, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1006 came out of our summer interim education study and was brought to us, the business managers, actually everybody that spoke to us this summer was in favor of it. It really does two things. There are two basic funds, two larger funds that the school districts operate from. One is the general funds, which of course is the operational expenses of the school districts, and the other is the capital outlay. The chart of accounts that the business managers and the administrators work with is very detailed, but what this bill basically says is when you get into the capital expense purchases, those capital outlay purchases that are dealing with equipment primarily or maybe some additions to land or building, it says anything over 1,000, previous to the old statute said 300, it's been raised to 1,000, it says any expenditure over 1,000 in capital expenses must be made out of the capital outlay. The previous statute really didn't indicate what you were supposed to do under the 300. It simply said anything over 300 had to come out of capital. This one offers a little clarification that said any of those equipment purchases or capital purchases under 1,000 may come out of either fund, either the general fund or the capital outlay fund. I urge your support of House Bill 1006.
Further remarks on House Bill 1006.
Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members of the body, I support this bill, but after yesterday when I listened to an awful lot of comments on House Bill 1008, where we had to further restrict the transfers of funds, it just seems to me that if my colleagues on the other side of the aisle that are voting or supporting 1008 support this bill, it would seem a little bit hypocritical because, you know, when you look at this bill, as long as you keep that expenditure under $1,000, you could buy 100 computers and get 100 invoices as I read this legislation, and you could pay for it out of the general fund. I support that because I don't support the other one to start with, but I do think that it does raise a little question here.
Further remarks on House Bill 1006. Hearing Representative Tuple.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body, Representative Heineman, do I understand this correctly, that they could make any number of purchases for capital equipment under $1,000, or is that $1,000 in capital equipment
Tuple?
In one calendar year?
Representative Tuple, would you give Representative Heineman the courtesy of addressing that in the form of a question, and then she will be asked to either respond or not.
Do I direct that to you then?
You would ask.
I have a question, Mr. Speaker.
You may ask a question of Representative Heineman.
Mr. Speaker, may I ask a question of Representative
Yes,
Heineman?
May.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Heineman,
yes.
Do I understand this correctly?
Yes.
That they could make any number of capital expenditures for items that are less than $1,000 each, or would that be $1,000 in a calendar year would be for capital outlay?
Representative Heineman, do you intend to answer the question?
Yes, I do, Mr. Speaker. Again, I'm not a business manager, so I'm not an expert on this, but just looking at the interpretation, it does say that a purchase of a common equipment item that is individually, and now if we pass this statute, would be individually less than 1,000, should be aggregated per asset type per invoice. I suppose, and again, I'm not an expert, that it could be done. I guess I would never question the integrity of the business managers that they would intend, you know, to circumvent the intent and do that. So I guess if, as it looks that they possibly could, I just would doubt that the intent would be there.
Representative Tuple, you still have the floor.
No further questions, thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks on House Bill 1006? Hearing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1006. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will let the voting machine members will proceed to vote.
Yes.
Representative Siebert. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 1, excused 2.
House Bill 1006, having received majority of Lord members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.